This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, four times in the last six games, the Yankees have put up double-digit runs. They've done it nine times this year. It's the most times, most of anyone in baseball. And this was such a happy night for the New York Yankees up until the ninth inning when the very final run scored. Aaron Judge, a sacrifice fly to right. Cap it off, another masterful night for the captain. Oswaldo Cabrera trying to score from 30. Hustled home, he did score. He got past Cal Raleigh, the catcher, had to evade him, and had to stop on a dime, overrunning the plate, had to reach back, and that's when the left leg injury, the scary injury, happened. A play stopped for several minutes as Walter Cabrera put on the stretcher. Ambulance took him off the field. Updates to come. You don't want to speculate. You just hope the best for a guy who is loved by everyone, and that's not an overstatement, everyone in that Yankee clubhouse. But up until that point, everything right for the Yankees tonight. Once again, they've won five of their last six games, 11-5, the final over the Seattle Mariners. They're facing Emerson Hancock to start the night, the right-hander, 25 years old for Seattle, on quite a roll lately. He had a dominant 1-2-3. Van Grisham and Rice, in between that, got Judge to fly to deep right field. And bottom of the first inning, Clark Schmidt, couple of strikeouts on the knuckle curve to start his night. And he got ahead 1-2 on Julio Rodriguez. Did it with that sweeper, well located outside edge, but he doubled up with the sweeper, and on this one, it wasn't well located.
1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on, hit to the gap in left center field. That's going to travel a long way out of here. Home run, Julio Rodriguez, and it's 1-0 Mariners.
So Mariners jumped the front, lightning quick shot out to left center field for Julio Rodriguez, number 7 on the season. And one out, nobody on, top two. Yankees back-to-back walks. Hancock losing that feel of the strike zone, that command. But Wells popped to third. Cabrera grounded to first, nothing home. And speaking of back-to-back walks, bottom of the second inning, Schmidt was ahead of Randy Arozarena 0-2, walked him. Got ahead of Rowdy Tellez 1-2, walked him as well on an 8-pitch battle, but Schmidt bore down after that. After Leody Taveras put a perfect bunt down, got the runners to second and third, Schmidt struck out Dylan Moore on a 95-mile-an-hour cutter and got the 9-hitter, Ben Williamson, to fly to right. So Schmidt dancing out of trouble. It stayed 1-0 Seattle. Important outs early in the game. And Oswald Peraza struck out to begin the third. Lineup flipped, though. This is where the Yankees started to gain some traction against Emerson Hancock. Size him up a bit. Trent Grisham, who else but Trent Grisham, starting the scoring tonight.
1-1 pitch, swung on a drive, hit to center field and deep. Going back is Julio, running out of room. He's on the track. Look it up. Reaches, and it's off his glove and over the fence for a home run. Got a tie ball game here, folks. 1-1 here at T-Mobile Park. And how about Trent Grisham? Home run number 11. Man, did he give that a ride. His 21st run batted in.
Now what a dream start to Grisham's season. You just can't say enough. 7 homers in his last 16 games at that point. And everything hard hit the rest of that third inning. You got the Judge double inside the third base bag. Rice lined out to right. Goldschmidt grounded hard right back to the mound to end the inning. So that was an omen of what, of course, what was to come against Emerson Hancock. It just took a little while for the Yankees to bust out. Bottom three, square at one in this game. Schmidt against Jorge Polanco, who's fully healthy and on a mission offensively to start this season. Polanco laying into one.
Here's Jorge Polanco. He struck out. First time he's a DH and drives one. Right field. Judge going back. Has to look up. It's gone. Second row, lower stands, right field. Jorge Polanco, home run number 10. It's a 2-1 Mariner lead over the Yankees here in the third inning.
Yeah, Schmidt got jumped there by Polanco on the first pitch. 10th homer of the year. Polanco didn't do that until July 30th of last year. Mariners a 2-1 lead. Go top four. Yankees had started to really square up Hancock in the third. Well, in the fourth, a little more frustrating. Bellinger wiped out on the slider. Volpe walked, but Wells struck out on three pitches. Cabrera walked. The Yankees had two on, two out. So for a second time in four innings, they had that type of threat. Peraza fly to right, though, ended the inning. Two more runners stranded. Wouldn't stay that way for long. Clark Schmidt started to really settle in. Worked a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth inning. Capped off by two separate 8-pitch battles, Rowdy Tellez and Leody Taveras both popped to third on 8-pitch fights, and the latter, pretty play.
Again, the 3-2 to Taveras, the pitch, swung on, popped up, left side, Cabrera hustling in front of the dugout, left side, slides, makes the catch, well done, right in front of the Yankee dugout, on the track, that's beautifully done by Oswaldo Cabrera, beautiful.
And knowing how this night ended for Cabrera and everyone's thoughts with him, with that left leg air cast and now at the hospital getting checked out, it is sort of fitting that this night, the warrior that he is, started with vintage Oswaldo Cabrera making our defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. And Schmidt's starting to feel it. Help from Cabrera there, and the Yankees ready to bust out for him, trailing 2-1. Top five. Third time through the order against Hancock. We mentioned attraction, top of the order back in the third. Well, top five, and top of the order got another crack and took full advantage. Five consecutive hits to start the fifth, starting with Grisham. He homered his first at-bat. I remember that. Was this a replay of the first at-bat?
1-2 pitch. Swing on, another drive, center field, backing up Julio. Got some carriage. Julio's on a track. He jumps, and he can't get that one either. That baby's gone. A home run, Trent Grisham. And he's tied the game at 2-2 here in the fifth. Second home run today, 12 on the season.
Nearly the exact same spot. Dead central, impressive blast per usual for Grisham. But these straightaway center field, not a shallow center field, 401 feet away here in Seattle. And that made it 8 homers over his last 16 games. Grisham has been on some type of heater all season, but especially of late. His second multi-homer game of the season already. He's only had 4 for his career and 2 this season. Judge after that, a sinking liner, a base hit to left, another multi-hit day for the captain, ho-hum. And Rice, who had lined to right in the third inning when the Yankees started to gain that traction, this time he found grass. He smoked a double into the right field corner. Judge glided up to third, and that set up Paul Goldschmidt, a hitting machine we know, but especially situationally with runners in scoring position this year, this is our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Drawn in infield, runners at second and third, nobody out. Goldie the hitter, swing on, line drive, base hit, left field. Judge will score, Rice will stop at third. Yankees have the lead, it's 3-2 New York.
That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Goldschmidt now hitting .461 with the runners in scoring position. He gave the Yankees the lead there. Still nobody out. Runners at the corners for Cody Bellinger. He pummeled an RBI single to right. Bellinger making an 8-game hitting streak, heating up, and the Yankees a 4-2 lead at that point. Volpe a productive out. He flied to right for the first out of the inning, and Goldschmidt tagged to third. So 3 runs already in, first and third, one away for Austin Wells. And when the Yankees have had these big innings we talk about recently, Wells has had a huge part almost every time, without fail. Yesterday, both 5-run innings, Wells, he moved the line along. Even Saturday, in the loss, they had the 5-run sixth inning to take the lead. Wells, a big sacrifice fly. Tuesday against San Diego, a game-tying single and the grand slam capping the 10-run seventh. He did both of those in the same inning. And even remember a couple of weeks ago when the Yankees tattooed Kevin Gausman that 6-run inning? Wells, a bases-clearing double. So he's been a big central character in all these big innings. And tonight, Wells, a chance to pile on. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, here's the 1-2 pitch. Runners at the corners. The pitch. Swung on a high fly ball. Center field. Jason Julio straight back. He's on the track. Look at that. Bye-bye. A three-run homer. And they're just bullying the Mariners right now. A three-run jack by Austin Wells has made it a 7-2 New York lead.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. So that made it three Yankee home runs, two by Grisham, one by Wells, all to straightaway center field. Impressive, mammoth home runs here in Seattle. That capped a six-run fifth inning, a 7-2 Yankee lead. Now it's more than enough for Clark Schmidt tonight. Fifth inning, starting to settle in. 1-2-3 on 8 pitches. He buried Williamson and Crawford on breaking balls for strikeouts. And then in the sixth inning, flash forward. Schmidt, another 1-2-3. This time it gets the heart of the order on just 10 pitches. That made it 11 in a row set down for Clark Schmidt. So go top seven against Mariners reliever, the righty Edward Bizzardo. Goldschmidt, another multi-hit game. You guessed it. Base it to left. Bellinger struck out looking, but Volpe in opposite field single. So runners at the corners for Wells. He did his job again. Lifted a sacrifice fly to left. Extended the lead to 8-2. So 7 unanswered runs at that stage. And Wells, we talk about his timely hits, his role in all these big rallies lately. Ton of game-breaking swings already this year. That sacrifice fly, 4 RBIs on the night, made it 18 RBIs in Wells' last 15 games. He's been so good lately, but especially situationally. And with that cushion, having retired 11 in a row, Clark Schmidt with the 8-2 lead, out for the seventh inning for the first time this year. He did immediately serve up a double to right field by Randy Rosarena. But into the seventh inning for Schmidt. That was all for him. Mark Leiter Jr. in. He got Tellez to ground a third. Rosarena on that ground ball went to third. Then Leiter struck out Tavares. Dylan Moore with two away lined a single to right. Judge on a diving attempt. He trapped it. Made an 8-3 ball game. Judge grimacing, wincing in the moment. A little concerned back in the dugout. He was grimacing as well, but good enough to stay in the game. Took another at-bat, no less, in the eighth inning where he walked. So Judge on base 12 times in his last 20 plate appearances, spanning back to Friday. Bottom eight, Tim Hill walked the pinch hitter, Mitch Garver, with one out. And with two out, the dangerous Cal Raleigh, 0-for-3 on the day. Well, that meant he was due. A two-run bomb to center, 13th homer of the year for Raleigh. 13 already. 8-5 game. That forced Devin Williams into the game. He allowed a base hit to center by Rosarena, but then got Tellez to fly to center. Big out for Williams, preserving an 8-5 Yankee lead. Top of the ninth. This is where things got scary with Cabrera, unfortunately. Yankees piling on. Troy Taylor, the hard-throwing righty out of the Seattle pen. Base hit by Bellinger. The vibes were getting to an all-time high on the night at this point. Second hit of the night for Bellinger and Anthony Volpe the next dig in.
Two. Next pitch swung on, a hit to the gap in left center field. It's got some carry. It's traveling. It is out of here. Two-run homer, Anthony Volpe. Double figures for the Yankees. It's 10-5 New York for Volpe. Home run number 6. RBIs 23 and 24. Yet another home run for the Yankees.
So Volpe, after a couple of walks and a base hit in the seventh earlier, joining the power barrage. And this is feel good. Everything tonight before that Cabrera moment, after Wells flied to the track and right after that Volpe blast. Wells almost another one. Yankees loaded the bases. Cabrera, a base hit to left. Peraza, hit by a pitch. Grisham, a single for his third hit of the night. So with the bases loaded, this is where the scary moment came. Judge, a sacrifice fly to right. Cabrera racing home from third, looking to avoid that Cal Raleigh tag. Cabrera looking to score. He had to deke over run home plate, stop, reach back, and then went down. Couldn't move. Several minutes, play stopped. Players on their knees. Cabrera with the ambulance out. They had to get him on the stretcher. The left leg in an air cast, and Cabrera ambulanced off the field. He's in the hospital right now. We'll get you any further updates, but no speculation, just prayers and thoughts with Oswaldo Cabrera, who is as beloved as anyone in that Yankee clubhouse. And that's all the focus right now for the Yankees. Even though they won tonight 11-5, they keep on keeping on offensively. They're a season high, 7 games over .500. We heard it with Susan, all the thoughts with the Yankees. They're thinking about their teammate and the guy who has a glowing personality. And really, you think about the team success. A lot of it has to do with Oswaldo Cabrera and guys like him who inspire everybody every single day. Yankees win it 11-5. That's your Yankees Rewind. You catch it every day on the free Odyssey app right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Come back here from the manager, Aaron Boone. Yankees win it 11-5, their fourth time in six games, scoring 10 or more runs. They've won five of their last six games. On the Verizon Yankees postgame show, WFAN Yankees Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.